I'm very old, and there's still a lot of things left to do before I die.
What are you doing, old man? Back up off me before you get...
So much to do, so little time. Going down?
Yes, thank you. Wait, no!
After all these years, I had found what made me happy. But in doing so, hurt the ones I love.
Sometimes I think you care more about your murdering than you do your own daughter.
You only get one chance at life. Make it count.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike. My co-host Travis is here. Hi, Travis.
I'm here. Spooky month.
Spooky month. This is very exciting. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, it's a busy week. There's a lot to go over. You know, there's stuff going on in the world, right?
Yeah, so much to unpack.
Michelle in the chat says she's listening with all the lights out under a blanket because she's preparing to be spooked.
Ooh, spooky month. Our favorite time of the year, right? Would you say?
I would say that the month of October is among my favorite months, Travis.
Mine as well. You know, there's a little bit of a chill in the air. It's not quite winter. The summer sting is gone. Leaves are falling. And people are putting pumpkins all over the fucking place.
There's pumpkins all over the goddamn place. And I couldn't be happier about it. Travis, tonight we are going to be playing America's new favorite game show, which I'm pretty excited about.
And I'm always excited to figure out what it is.
A couple of returning segments, things that we do. We're going to do, our investigative journalism series. What won't Shaquille O'Neal promote?
Oh, yes. Very exciting.
There's news in that avenue. Travis, I saw the big news today going around is that Amazon is raising their minimum wage to $15 an hour. Did you see the Amazon has all their people? Jeff Bezos.
He's saying straight up he's put right out of his pocket $15 an hour?
Yeah. You start at $15 an hour now, and every news outlet imaginable is reporting it. It's a big story, Travis. You know,
I could see that it's a warehouse job, right? Like, I mean, $15 an hour seems, fair.
Well, the big rub on Amazon has always been that they treat their workers bad and they say, oh, God, the conditions there, they're awful. And that's been the rub. That's been the thing the whole time. That's been what people have said is that, Amazon, they have good deals. They have fun technological advances, but a big problem is they treat their workers bad. They gotta pee in bottles and stuff, and they don't get paid very good.
People will bitch and complain about that, but in the same breath they will go ahead and order their Amazon Prime baskets and shit. Like, they don't give a fuck.
I have to wonder, like, is Amazon wanting to do the best thing? Are they wanting to do a good thing, or do they know what their weakness is making the investment for the goodwill it earns the people?
I feel like it's probably like when Adam Sandler put newspaper all over that shit in Big Daddy, where like the kid like spilled the gallon of milk all over the floor and he's just like, don't worry about it. We'll put newspaper over it. I feel like this $15 an hour is Bezos's newspaper.
Well, yeah, and yeah, and I mean, like, if it makes his workers happier, good.
Yeah, right.
But you have to almost wonder if this is like a marketing campaign. If you know, they knew what the thing was, they knew what the little hole in the bottom of the spaceship that what's the guy's name? I can't think. The guy that went crazy and moved to Canada has the big beard. Dennis Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, Randy Quaid. He went up the thing because there was that weakness.
Well, we'll know if this is a marketing blitz if all of a sudden you see a commercial where an Amazon drone delivers a $15 raise to somebody's house.
or like, you know, if they do commercials just about how they treat their workers good.
Right.
Like, hey,
Walmart
guys,
did that a while ago.
Order from us. We treat our workers good. But, yeah, you know, well, like a 30-second Super Bowl ad costs $5 million. So if you're paying a guy $15 an hour, that's 334,000 man hours. Mm-hmm. And then the news will do all the advertising for you. That was on every news station today.
Of course.
Was amazing, amazing, amazing. And by the way, got a new microwave coming out that you can Alexa. Be like, hey, Alexa, microwave my sandwich.
But you got to put the sandwich in the microwave, right?
Yeah.
So why not just...
You put the sandwich in the microwave, drunk. And then you say, hey, Alexa, microwave my sandwich.
You can't just hit the buttons while you're putting...
You can hit the buttons, too.
That just seems so lazy.
It's fun, though, drunk. It's fun products. They have a clock now, too. They have a clock that will interact with your Alexa and like have little lights for your timers and stuff.
I just feel like we're putting way too much AI into our homes, you know, like this random AI. Yeah, haven't you ever seen Maximum Overdrive, like when just machines take over?
Oh, I want all of it, Travis. Every one of these things, I said, oh, I need that in my life. I need it. I need,
hey, Alexa,
all these things.
Fire up that Roomba and make me a sandwich.
Yeah, you get your Roomba to take the sandwich to the microwave.
Kind of like in Back to the Future 2, where she puts the little Pizza Hut pizza in the thing, and she tells it to hydrate to level 4, and it's done.
Exactly.
So they have 350,000 employees, that amazing.
Yeah.
And they're going to pay them all $15 to start.
I tell you what, free shipping is going up to $40.
Yeah, yeah, you have to wonder where it's going to be, because I doubt they're going to lose money on the deal, right?
No. A big corporation like that, they've worked out the math. They're not going to take the hit.
So, McDonald's...
So what do they get paid now?
I don't know.
Probably 14.
Yeah, they were probably doing okay. Who
it's like,
knows?
Did you see the new Little Caesars commercial with where you order the Little Caesars from your phone and you don't have to interact with
those... My lady's obsessed. She's like, oh, I have to do this every day now.
Well, that's either, like, you don't have to interact with, like, the grubby Little Caesars guys anymore. Like, you just go to the machine and put your QR code in and grab your pizza.
Oh, it's just in, like, a little kiosk
You order your pizza through the app, and then you go, and there's a little box, like a vending machine, and you go type in your code, and then you pull out your pizza.
Well, Mike, you know how where they put the pizzas now, like, when you go to Little Caesars and they pull them out of
so
that?
So they
like,
just moved them up.
Yeah, well, and
so
they
you
put
can
a lock
get it
on
yourself.
It. Yep, and
it's
they put
the
a lock
self-checkout of pizzas.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly what it is.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, you know, Little Caesars can't hire the most people-friendly of people, so...
No, they're all weird, skeevy-looking people.
So that's probably a part of the reason that they did it. That way they had the less human interaction that their employees have to do.
Yeah,
less customer complaints that way.
Well, just wait, drunk. Just wait until everybody's paying $15 an hour, and then all of the skeevy people will be gone, and we'll only get the best and brightest.
Yeah,
that's what happens, right? All the good people that are waiting at home for $15 an hour jobs are going to come out. Be like, hey, I'll make pizzas for $15 an hour.
If minimum wage gets bumped up to $15 an hour, I better get a hefty sized raise, that's for sure.
That's the way it works. Then everybody gets a raise, then the price of everything goes up.
Right.
And then what did you do?
Right.
Nothing. It's meaningless your
dollar McDouble just went up to $4.
Why not just make it 20? You know? Why don't we just make it $30 an hour minimum wage? and everybody makes a little bit more. And then the price of a gallon of milk is $25.
Right. And instead of making $14 million, that CEO is now going to make $45 million a year.
It's all silly, guys. It's all an illusion. You know what I'm saying?
Life is an illusion.
Yeah. So Amazon, they put it out there that they're giving everybody $15 an hour and that other people should too. And then what? Okay, everybody makes $15 an hour. Now what? What do we do now, guys? They know how much you have. What do you think like credit cards are going to be super excited that everybody's paying off their credit cards? Like credit cards are just going to go out of business because everybody's making so much money, right?
Yeah, that's when interest rates go through the roof on housing and credit cards and any kind of loan.
Maybe I'm just being negative.
Negative Nancy? Negative, that's the spooky Nancy month in you.
It's spooky drunk. How are you? Are you doing okay?
I'm well, thank you.
Did you have a good day?
It went well.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Thank you.
How well did it go?
Well enough.
Travis, we do an investigative series on this show called What Won't Shaquille O'Neal Promote? Mm-hmm. It does have a theme song. Would you guys like to hear the theme song?
Absolutely, 1,000%.
Of course.
Fifteen-time NBA All-Star Shaquille O'Neal has lended his likeness to many reputable brands over his illustrious career. Whether it be Ego headphones, Glucose Quick Sticks, which are essentially pixie sticks marketed towards diabetics, and of course, the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld's line of Soupman soups. But the question America has is, what won't Shaquille O'Neal promote?
The chicken empire is here! Bark, bark! Bark, bark!
I knew you would make a good businessman.
Bark, bark! Bark, bark! Big Chicken Shack, only on Facebook Watch.
So Shaquille O'Neal is going to have his own Wahlburgers. He's opening a chicken restaurant, and he's also making a reality show about his chicken restaurant.
So it's not actually he's promoting it. He's like full-on owner.
Yeah, he owns a chicken restaurant, and they're going to do a reality show about his chicken restaurant.
Do you know what kind of chicken it is?
Probably fried.
Yeah, it's probably fried chicken, I would guess.
Well, so you know, like the Raising Cane's and the Zaxby's, all they have is like five items.
Right.
You got your chicken strips.
What's a Zaxby's?
It's basically Raising Cane's, except like in the South.
Oh.
So you got chicken strips, you got coleslaw, you got Texas toast, you got French fries, and you got beverage.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
How many of those places can you possibly have?
Well, it depends how good your chicken is.
Hey, is your chicken good? Because those Raising Cane's, they're popping up all over the place. I love me some Raising Cane's. It's the sauce, I think, Truck. I like the sauce.
So
sauce is the boss.
Here near where we live, a chicken fillet is coming up. And it's going in basically right next to the Raising Cane's.
Well, it's going in right between a McDonald's and a Burger King. I think that Burger King's probably fucked, wouldn't you think?
Well, my neighbor seems to think that the Raising Cane's is going to go bye-bye. I'm like, no way.
No, man. There's a ton of chicken places all right back to back to back to back. And
which is right across from the Hooters.
Which is right next to a Lee's Chicken.
Right.
Which is right down the street from a Popeye's Chicken.
You guys still got a Lee's Chicken?
Oh, hell yeah.
There's Lee's Holy Chickens shit. All over the place.
Dude, the Lee's Chicken stays busy.
There's a KFC somewhere in there, too. Yep. You know, like, I think that everybody just wants chicken, but if they get it from a different place, and they think they're eating
like
a different thing.
There's like a local place that's called the Hawaiian Grill, but all that is fish, chicken, and shrimp, and that place stays busy too.
Hey,
but
all we have is a KFC, so we even have a KFC buffet, you know, in an adjoining town. That's all we got.
But you have to imagine that the Chick-fil-A did their homework. They saw all of these restaurants, and they said, you know what? We'll be fine. They have to have research.
Michelle doesn't know what any of these are. Like
I don't either.
See, Chick-fil-A, they sell chicken. And Lee's Chicken sells chicken.
Yeah, and Raising Chick-fil-A, Cane's, though, they don't sell it on Sunday, so you have a different place to go that's necessary.
See, they sell chicken. Popeye's Chicken, chicken. They're chicken restaurants. They're a variety of different chicken restaurants.
The KFC and the Lee's and the Popeye's are all kind of similar. And the Raising Cane's is just a little different because they literally only have 5 items.
They have chicken fingers.
Yeah.
So they make lots of them.
Nothing on a bone at the Raising Cane's.
It's fine.
Oh, gross.
It's fine. I like it. And so, like, yeah, if they are jumping in right there with all the other chicken places, they have to think that they can carve out their niche there. They have to say, we can compete here, or else they wouldn't do it. But if you have the star power of one Shaquille O'Neal.
Oof. So do you think a Chicken Shack's coming to St. Louis then?
Chicken Shack with a Q.
Right.
No. I think he's going to open this one because they're probably going to pay him to make this.
St. Louis is getting a Wahlburgers. So.
You guys getting a Wahlburgers too?
We are.
Oh, Wahlburgers is like a chain? Yeah. I thought it was just one place.
No. Nope. It's going downtown in Ballpark Village.
I think after they started doing that show is when they started franchising.
I guess it's a good franchise opportunity, the Wahlburgers.
Do you think it's like that Freddy's that you didn't say hi to that time, that Mark Wahlberg Donnie Wahlberg show up when they open one?
Yeah, there's probably a Wahlberg that shows up at the openings and is like, hey, I'm a Wahlberg.
In the building where that Arby's closed down, that's where they should put a Freddy's. That'd be amazing.
How the hell does an Arby's close down?
I know. You tell me.
What's happening over there?
I don't know. It's chaos, Travis. It seems like they're putting a lot of money into it.
Well, when the Culver's opened up, that like wrapped around the building. And then, you know, a couple months later, Raising Cane's opened up, and that drive-thru wrapped around the building.
Was that your first Culver's?
In our particular city.
I guess that we're like a budding metropolis because there's things just popping up all over the place.
The city that Napier moved to has their Culver's, and you know, down south in the St. Louis, they got their Culver's. But
that started right here in Wisconsin, you know, that Culver's.
And those cheese curds, they're to die for.
And
they got the best cheese sauce of any chain for sure.
My deal is I gotta have a bacon double, like a butter burger. That's my jam, with chili cheese fries on the side and peanut butter banana shake.
This month they got the pretzel bun for the pub burger, so
that sounds good.
It is very good.
Travis, all of this is like making me feel more unhealthy, like just talking about it's so hard to avoid. Because there's just so much of it, and it all sounds fun.
But when there's so many delicious options, how can you avoid it?
But why can't they just make a place that serves stuff that's good for you?
They usually go out of business. Smoothie King's good for you.
Yeah, we got tropical smoothies, but usually those places go out of business because they have to charge you an insane amount of money for things. And typically, if people are health conscious, they're constantly bringing lunches and shit from home, so they don't need the fast food restaurants.
I went to a breakfast joint that was talking about all of their farm fresh stuff, and it was all locally whatever, and they had a whole bunch of fancy words in their stuff, and it was pretty expensive.
We got that crazy bowls and wraps. That's kind of healthy, right?
They probably give all of their people $15 an hour. To buy their healthy stuff.
You got to probably pay somebody a little bit more to go directly to that farm to pick up the night's menu.
Yeah, and probably like a little hybrid.
Yeah, right. In their Prius, they're charging up. They got to put a charging station in their employee parking lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the Tesla, we got got to afford the Tesla.
Who the fuck? He ain't nobody. Nobody I know is going to afford a Tesla.
What's going on with Tesla guy? Is Tesla guy in trouble? What happened to him?
Didn't he
He went on Rogan and smoked weed.
And everybody freaked out?
Yeah, I thought, and I don't know how accurate this is, but I thought I saw a headline that said he'd be resigning from the head of the company, but he would still be on the board or some shit. I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah, I saw that the board was none too pleased.
Bunch of stale white assholes, I'm sure.
Their stock took a dip.
Yeah, went down from 300 and some odd bucks a pop to like high twos. Come on.
I can get me a share.
Yeah, with that little dip took you right under your fence.
Yeah.
So you can get one. See, but then when Elon Musk is gone, then it's not as much fun, right? Then it's just like a normal car company. But when the eccentric crazy guy that makes all the weird stuff.
Well, he's still got the old SpaceX and whatnot, right?
Right.
He definitely won't step down from that.
Yeah. No, he's not doing that. And then he's still, I'm sure he'll still have a part to play in that company. I just don't think he'll be making the big decisions.
Yeah, he's kind of like the mascot. Like,
all because he smoked weed on Rogan? I don't really get that. Did he say something crazy on Rogan?
No.
McDonald's without that clown, you know? I mean, it's just another fucking burger joint.
Hey, and you know what? I'll tell you, they've been trying to get rid of Ronald McDonald for 2 decades now. So if Ronald McDonald can stick around, I don't see why Elon Musk has to step down.
Well, you know, he's got a good house to help the children, so you can't really nix Ronald McDonald for good. So.
That's very true.
Yeah, what are you going to call it, McDonald's house?
He's a warm-hearted clown, he is.
Can't just call it McDonald's house. It's pretty lame. All the McDonald's look like maximum security prisons now.
Not maximum. They more look like an office building, really, is what they... With the neutral grays.
They're all a dark gray and depressing looking. They look like IKEA designed them.
Except some of them still have playland, so that kind of brightens the joint up.
Yeah, but the playlands they're like kind of hidden. Like they don't really advertise the playlands anymore because they have.
Well, that's
because
little 4-year-olds break legs in those ball pits and on the slides and whatnot.
That's like the seedy back room in like a video store. That's where they keep all the porn, but in McDonald's, that's where they keep the playland.
Yeah, they just want to sell their coffee now. They just want, guys, come in here and drink your coffee in our. Luxurious McDonald's restaurant.
I remember back in the day, the McDonald's by my old house had like the sweetest, most dangerous playground they ever.
Oh, did they have the hamburger cop that you had to go up into like the little dome kind of thing, and then there was like bars around the hamburger cop's mouth?
Oh, yeah. Like when you're in Mayor McCheese's mouth?
Yeah, that's who I meant. Yeah, Mayor McCheese, when you like walk up, you have to go up that tube, and then you like get caught in that stupid, in his stupid mouth, and you could see out of the bars.
Right.
And I got stuck in there when I was a fat little kid, and I still have nightmares about that goddamn thing.
They had a firefighter's pole that was like 3 stories tall.
Didn't they have, like, I feel like they, I had a Grimace on a spring too. It was like a big Grimace and you could push him back and forth, and but he's like so heavy, it knocked you over.
Yep.
And everything was made of solid metal.
Yeah. It was usually kind of rusty.
Yeah. Not to mention like one of those metal merry-go-rounds that like are just as unsafe as they get.
Yeah. Maybe they're better off getting rid of the play places and just selling their coffee drink. Hey, Dunkin' Donuts. They got rid of donuts in their name because they don't want you to think of donuts. They want you to go there to buy your fucking coffee. Everybody's just trying to push
By the way, they got way better coffee than Starbucks.
They're $4 sugary coffees. Everybody has their own now, and they all want you to come there in the morning. It's all a push to get you there in the morning. Like, everybody has breakfast so that they can sell their $4 coffees. Like, places that have no business serving breakfast, like Subway... They make egg sandwiches now because they want you to come in there.
They don't make their own coffee, do they?
I'm sure they do. It would be a huge opportunity to miss up on a... You know, I think that the Subway people, they come in probably early to make the bread.
Right.
So they're there anyway. You might as well open up, offer some eggs and cheese on yesterday's bread while we're getting today's bread ready. And while you're at it, buy a $4 coffee. With chocolatey syrup on the top.
Yum. It's the only way to drink coffee.
We give our sandwich artists $15 an hour.
Well, I'm glad you called them artists because that's what they are.
Well, they use the same.
Dude, I haven't eaten Subway in at least 5 years. Well, how long has it been for you? I don't do Subway.
I go to the Subway that's inside the Walmart when I'm too lazy to go to a second location to get dinner after I'm at Walmart.
Yeah, no. My lady eats it like it's going out of style, and I'll tell her pass every time. Yeah. I don't do Subway.
They use the same goddamn knife all day. They just scrape it off on the table and say it's okay. You know it has the weird tuna shit on it from four sandwiches ago? In the little crevices?
Eat fresh, baby.
You know it's in there, Travis. You know it's in there. Travis?
It must be Spooky Month.
I think this is
spooky.
The ghouls and goblins, they got Travis. So I guess what we'll do, Trump.
Go to break.
We're going to go to break.
Okay.
When we come back, we have America's favorite game show, which I'm pretty excited about.
A new America's favorite game show?
That's right, Drunk. America's favorite game show coming up right after this.
Hello, listener. There's things you need to know.
Online and on your mobile device.
This is Strange Label.
You collected them for years.
Beanie Babies, the latest toy craze to hit the States.
Goldie! We don't have Goldie! Yes!
You saved them in hopes that one day their value would skyrocket. This October, the bears come out of hibernation.
I don't know about you guys, but I think it's time to spill the beans!
Wait! That's the ultra-rare Princess Diana ghost version! They hand-stitched them, and the production run was only one day!
Bitch, are you crazy? We gotta stop these things now before they kill more people.
It might already be too late.
W-F-O-D!
No, my reputation will not be tarnished at an early age if I'm labeled a negligent paperboat owner.
Hiya, Georgie! Do you want to start a podcast?
No!
Come on, Georgie! Don't you want to review movies? We all review movies down here!
My parents told me I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
It's different when you're talking to a lot of strangers, though.
Where's the rest of them?
All over the world, Georgie! Don't you want to be a spokesman for Sherry's Berries? We can monetize, Georgie!
I gotta go.
Wait! I'll let you play with the reverb! Listen to all this reverb!
That's self-indulgent. Nobody cares that you know how to work your audio effects.
Do you want your boat back, Georgie?
Yeah, I guess so.
Come on. Take it.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
The House with a Clock in Its Walls finished with 26 points, combining its 57% Metacritic with a $45 million box office. Venom and A Star Is Born open against each other this weekend, so expect a lot of excitement or sadness next week.
His voice crackles from dehydration brought on by fear.
I'm not going to hit
Quit
you.
Quit flinching.
Drunk.
It's not going to hurt you at all.
I'm not going to hurt you, Drunk.
All right, now lick it.
Can you describe what's in your mouth? Does it feel good?
It feels like some sort of plug, like a light switch.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Young friends and no relations. Turn up your turned on music way up loud. You know I ain't one for preaching, but preacher tell your congregation that dancing in the graveyard's not allowed. You better go out and warn the old town crowd.
Test, test, Travis Hulse.
What's so spooky about this goddamn song?
He's dancing in the graveyard. It's not allowed. Dancing in the graveyard, Travis.
Are the corpses rising up?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Have you never seen the music video?
What is this? He's dancing in the graveyard.
Who is it?
I don't know. Some guy.
Some guy?
Yeah. Sings a song about a graveyard.
Oh, it's spooky, man, if it's Travis. Not the Monster Mash, I don't know it.
It's spooky month.
Right. We need some werewolves of London here, Mike.
Wow, woo! Try to get a little obscure, you know, make you think a little bit, you know? Throw some deep cuts in there, Travis.
I'm sure you could have found a David Bowie Labyrinth song.
Every goddamn show will be playing the Monster Mash, you know? This guy, he's dancing in the graveyard.
Oh, we got to do the baby song when he's, oh god, David Bowie doing that song where they got the baby and they're tossing him around in his freaking castle. The best.
Yeah, he couldn't get away with that movie. Another movie you couldn't get away with in 2018. No.
Guys, things used to be better. And we're here to talk about it. Welcome back. Phone number to contact show 636-487 hand or WFOD show on Skype. When I think of Spooky Month, I think of the great murderers of film.
Like the Michael Myers and Jason?
Sure, the silent killers. But what I really like is a good singer tossed out there.
Like the Driller Killer?
Like Freddy Krueger?
No, I messed up the bit, Drunk. I said, see, it was a good zinger. And I said singer. I think it auto-corrected, and I read it. I wrote the goddamn thing, Drunk.
Your own auto-correct.
You going all Will Ferrell, Anchorman on me?
Yeah, I just read whatever was in front of me. See, like I like a...
You dumb Cynthia.
Travis, I fucked it up. Travis, I fucked it all up. I was transitioning into the game.
You want to try it again? And we'll just cut all this out and have...
Yeah. Well, okay. Oh, you want to try it again?
What a duck and dummy.
See, what I was getting at is, like in the movie films, guys, when the murderer has a good one-liner, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when he stabs somebody and he says something funny.
Like Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, or like Chucky. But do you know who my favorite is?
Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is my favorite movie murderer of all time.
Yeah.
And then
he's stacked up the body count for sure.
Right.
He definitely has.
So I'm excited about America's favorite new game show, Arnold or Chucky.
You know, even in Kindergarten Cop, he killed like 5-6 people.
With a big fucking shotgun, Travis. He just got a big fucking shotgun and offed like 10 guys at the beginning.
And then the end where he kills the one dude. Like, I just recently watched that this weekend and my kids were like totally into it, but they didn't see the beginning. I'm like, oh, like the beginning is like the beginning of Cobra. Like, that's just the load, like kills a bunch of people with a knife.
Yeah, it wasn't Singer, guys. It was Zinger. So they throw out a good zinger. Arnold or Chucky has a theme song. Travis, I'm not super thrilled with this theme song, but I'll play it anyway because it's the year of bits.
You might know for sure or you might get lucky. Now it's time to play Arnold or Chucky.
I don't hate it. It could be worse.
I'll be back. I always come back.
So the rules for Arnold or Chucky is pretty simple, Travis. Do you want to guess what the rules are?
You tell us something and we guess Arnold or Chucky.
That's it, drunk. You nailed it. I'm going to read a quote from a movie.
How many we got? Seven?
It's a seven-round game.
All right, Travis.
How did you guess? How did you know it was seven?
It's always seven.
It's
always
usually seven. 10.
No. Travis. I got to warn you, I'm a connoisseur of both Chucky and also Arnold Schwarzenegger films.
So we won't do who's the fastest.
You go first on one, and I'll go first on two, and so on and so forth.
Right. It'll just be you guess. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. If you get it right, you gain a point.
All right. If the poltergeist take me back into the television, just assume it's Chucky for me.
All right. So round one of Arnold or Chucky. How's it hanging, Phil?
That's Chucky.
Chucky.
How's it hanging, Phil?
Yeah, Phil's dead, guys.
That's from Child's Play Part 2, and he's hanging from the basement stairs.
So,
maybe we should just let Travis play this game.
No, I'm convinced that I'm going to stump you guys on this.
All right.
You'll stump me, no worries, because I don't watch movies, but Travis might be 7 for 7 on this one.
Now, keep in mind, all of these quotes are either directly before or directly after they're murdering someone. Well, that hit the spot.
Arnold.
Drunk says Arnold, Travis.
Yeah, I'm going to go Arnold, too.
Well, that hit the spot.
All right, it's 2-2, guys.
What was that one from?
What movie was it from? Yeah. I believe that was from Running Man.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I didn't write down what movie.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. It's like when that the one dude's vehicle, he sets it off ablaze into like that wall. I think that's right.
Okay, guys, round three of Arnold or Chucky. Consider that a divorce.
That is for certainly Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I'll go with him, Arnold.
We're married.
Consider that a divorce.
Yeah, that's a Total Recall, right?
So yeah, kills Sharon Stone.
Okay, you guys are 3 for 3 so far. Round four of Arnold or Chucky. No sequel for you.
I'll go Chucky.
Drunk goes Chucky on that one, Travis.
That's Arnold.
Arnold, he knows.
Do you know the movie, Travis?
It's Last Action Hero.
No sequel for you.
Man, he's so good at this game.
So that's a big spread there, I see, because you lose a point, Travis gains a point. So it's 4-2.
Oh, I already know
now.
I lost.
Have faith. It's spooky month. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, weirder things have happened, guys. Round five of Arnold or Chucky. Presto, you're dead.
Chucky.
Travis says sure, Chucky.
Yeah, sounds good.
Presto, you're dead.
That is from Child's Play 3, where he kills the army guy. It's a military school, and the guy usually gives buzz cuts.
But what does that have to do with Presto?
What's that?
He's not a magician.
No, but the guy, every time he cuts somebody's hair, like the barber guy, he cuts off all their hair, and he said, Presto, you're clean, or some shit like that.
Okay, round six, guys. Travis is winning 5-3. Oops, I did it again. Is that Arnold or Chucky drunk?
Arnold.
Travis?
Oops, I did it again. Yeah, it's Arnold.
Guys.
Oops, I did it again.
Guys, it was Chucky.
That was from a later sequel. It was either from The Bride or the sequel or The Seed of Chucky, I bet.
He actually kills Britney Spears.
Oh, that's right.
He runs her off the road with a truck.
I think that's like the opening of one of those goofy ones.
Travis did not get a perfect record drunk. I'm really excited that Travis missed one. I feel like he did just to make me feel better.
He probably did.
Okay, this is the final round of Sayonara Suckers. Final. God, guys. The question was Sayonara Suckers.
That's a good name of the game, though. Like, just call it Chucky Sayonara Suckers.
Yeah, round seven of Arnold or Chucky. Sayonara Suckies. Am I having a stroke?
So Chucky?
Did I say Suckies?
I think you said Sayonara Chuckies.
Arnold or Chucky, round seven. Sayonara Suckers.
I don't know.
Is that me up first or drunk?
I think it's you.
Now, drunk,
if he picks something, you could pick the opposite.
I just have to.
And then maybe you guys could tie.
Yeah.
Sayonara, suckers.
Oh, shit. This one's hard. I'm going to say Chucky.
See, my thought process going into the question was I don't think Arnold can say sayonara.
Sayonara, suckers.
But since he chose Chucky and I have to get to the tie, I will choose Arnold.
Sayonara, suckers.
It was Chucky.
Yeah.
That's from part three as well. He kills all the military guys with a grenade, or is about to, and then one of the guys jumps on the grenade to save everybody else.
So I've never seen a single one of the Chucky movies, by the way.
I don't believe I have either.
Oh, start with part three.
Hey, now, Travis, did you see the controversy with the Chucky movie?
Yeah, the franchise is going strong with the cult, the curse, and the cult of Chucky with Don Mancini, the creator of the series,
the guy who made the whole damn thing, right?
Yeah,
he's still making movies in the series.
Yeah, and Brad Dourif is still doing the voice. His daughter got added to the franchise like two movies ago, and was it? Oh shit, I can't even. I don't even know what the studio is. But the MGM, I think, but they decided to go ahead and reboot it while the franchise is going strong.
Is the original creator making it into a TV show?
He was making it into after the Cult of Chucky, and I'm not going to spoil what happens at the end of it.
There a whole bunch of Chuckies now?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay, well, let's spoil it.
Well, I mean, it's a cult of Chucky. There's a whole bunch of Chuckies.
Yeah, everybody's Chucky, but now Chucky is actually in the guy who voices Chucky, Brad Dourif. Chucky, Charles Lee Ray, embodied the actress, his daughter, in the series. So now there's all Chucky's all over the place, and they're going to make a TV series. But the original studio rights holder decided, hey, let's go ahead and make a reboot while we're doing
this. So they're going to reboot it has that ever happened before?
No, not that I know of. And definitely not while the creator of the thing is still making it. And they essentially said to him, well, we're going to do this without you. We don't want any of your input. We don't want Brad Dourif, who has been voicing Chucky for, you know, 7-8 movies.
I guess kind of the Ninja Turtles, right? I guess they made Ninja Turtles movies.
Has Chucky been the same voice the whole time?
The entire time. It's like one of the only times that he's made it, because I got to say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 movies, and it's the original Chucky.
Huh.
Yeah.
He was Brad Dourif is the gas station attendant in Urban Legends, from the beginning of Urban Legend. You remember that movie?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, drunk.
Travis, that's a deep, deep cut, buddy.
That's got Tara Reid in it. It's got people. You'd know it. You saw that movie.
Travis, Urban Legend. Maybe I've seen it.
I don't know why I thought I could have stumped Travis. Yeah. He goes deep on this shit, man.
The only way passions, you could have stumped baby. Him if you'd have made all 7 Arnold movies.
I just tried to trick him that way.
Right. You might have been able to get me that way.
Sneak into a psyche on that one. Be like, well, he's got to put a Chucky in there eventually, right?
Like, no, my Chucky wouldn't say that, you son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I should have done. I should have played head games. So they're making the movie still. I mean, that Cult of Chucky just came out like a year or two ago, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's fairly new.
And they're going to reboot it.
From the beginning.
It's a weird
yeah, it's, brand new. It's a reboot. It's like a whole different series, apparently.
I remembered seeing a thing a while back that said that the original creator was going to reboot his own franchise.
Is that kind of like James Cameron making the new Terminator and like basically calling it Terminator 3?
Like, yeah, guys, all those other Terminators, those weren't Terminators. Well, that's what they're doing with Halloween, too. Isn't Halloween like a sequel to Halloween 1?
Yeah, it's a direct sequel to the first Halloween.
And they're like, guys, that one with Coolio didn't count.
No, Coolio with Busta Rhymes.
It was Busta Rhymes, yeah. Travis?
And LL Cool J was in Halloween H2O, and Busta Rhymes was in Halloween Resurrection.
So all those movies didn't happen?
Yeah, not even the ones that have iconic Scream Queen Danielle Harris when she's a little girl, where it was like she's the niece of Michael Myers. It's like a part four and part five.
So how many of these are Jamie Lee Curtis in?
Jamie Lee Curtis is in part one, part two, Halloween H2O, and Halloween Resurrection.
So four.
She gets killed at the very beginning of Halloween Resurrection.
Spoiler alert.
She gets killed?
Yeah.
But now she's alive again, and that movie didn't happen.
Yep, none of the other movies happened. Jamie Lee Curtis never had a son that looked like Josh Hartnett in Halloween H2O. Michael Myers never came for the two of them. Yeah, Busta Rhymes never did a reality show in the Michael Myers house. None of it happened.
You know, Travis, we made fun of those nerds who were talking about making that one Star Wars movie not a Star Wars movie. But I mean, like, that sets precedent that those kinds of things can happen. Like, that says, hey, you can just forget movies, right?
I guess.
If Halloween did it, then why can't anybody
Personally,
else?
Personally, I liked Terminator 3. So
I mean, these weren't fan films. These were movies made. And we're just supposed to forget that they were a thing. It's weird. It's a weird bag. You know what I'm saying, Drunk? It's a weird bag. Travis. I think Travis is gone again, Drunk. We gotta get this figured out. This thing with Travis.
Travis. I think he's prepping us for his little bit. Because you know how he goes silent and then he does his little thing.
Oh, he's luring us into his trap?
Right.
Is what you're saying?
Yep. That's what usually happens.
Same topic. That's not at all what I'm doing.
Oh, it wasn't what you were doing, Travis?
No, man. I had so much more to say about Terminator 3 and all that shit.
Have you been gone that long?
Yeah, man. I was trying to talk about Nick Stahl and Claire Danes.
Dude, it was a great movie, wasn't it?
I liked it very much. I liked it because it was like inevitable. You know, there's not. It just said, hey, there's nothing you can do. Forget about
right.
it.
Is it multiverses?
And I realize Christian Bale is a big star and whatnot, but Terminator 4 would have been way better with Nick Stahl in it.
Fuck, I love Salvation. I thought that even the CGI Arnold I thought was great.
I think it's multiverses. Like, they're alternate universes where Coolio is fighting Michael
right.
Myers.
Well, that's what James Cameron said, because, you know, they fucked with the timeline so many times.
Who knows what is real and what's not.
Right, that yeah. This new Terminator will be an alternate timeline and will be considered Terminator 3 off Terminator 2.
Well, and you know, you can it's not like those movies disappear because they disregard them. You know, like, you can figure, hey, that exists. There's a producer's cut of Halloween 6 that is completely different than the movie that they released, and is pretty amazing in its own right, but you can, like, hey, both these things happen. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Huh. Yeah, all the James Bonds, they all live in different dimensions.
Right. So with all these like reboots and whatnot, aren't we due for like another Men in Black here soon? Or?
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth are the new Men's in Blacks.
What?
The Thor Ragnaroks are going to be in a Men in Black?
Yeah, they released photos of themselves on set just like last week, I think that, yeah, they're the new Men's in Blacks.
Are the other Men's in Blacks in it? Is it like they're the new recruits? Or
I have heard nothing of the sort. I don't know if Will Smith is back. I don't know if he just makes a cameo. I don't know if Tommy Lee Jones. I don't have any idea. But
Travis, this is crazy.
It'd be hilarious if both Hemsworths were like Men in Blacks. Like, whoa.
Let's get an extra Hemsworth. They got to have like a cousin or something.
Why do we have an Australian Man in Black?
What are you saying? Only Americans can be Mans in Blacks?
Yeah. I mean, it takes place in America, right? the two.
I don't know. I think
men
I prefer like a British man.
It spans the galaxy, I think. You know, it's men's and blacks.
Travis, the Creed 2 trailer came out, and you know who he fights in it?
Isn't it Ivan Drago's kid?
He fights Ivan Drago's son.
Like, what a coincidence.
Like that Ivan Drago's son also became a boxer.
So I didn't see the
just like the guy I killed in the ring that time.
I didn't see the first Creed. Wasn't it bad?
People loved it.
People loved it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He went and found Rocky and he's like, hey, Rocky,
it's that Michael B. Jordan, right?
You fought my dad. And so you should be my coach. And he's like, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm your coach now. And so part two. That,
you know, well, I haven't been out of the game for so long. I don't know if I can really show you the ropes. You know what I'm saying? You might want to get a younger coach. Me and Apollo go way back. But, might want to find a different way.
Technically, he was Apollo's coach in Rocky IV.
But my dad, he was Apollo Creed. And you were.
Throw in the damn towel.
You were in a movie with him.
No, Rock.
And now you can make more movies. And so, yeah, now Ivan Drago's son.
Cut me, Mick.
Also is a boxer.
Oh, no. For the past few years, in honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've taken our listeners to the edge of the other world. Scouring through hundreds of hours of interviews and reading countless documents, I've broken down many of the world's most haunted places. Guiding our listeners on a tour of darkness so they don't have to subject themselves to the physical and psychological horrors that have terrified people for centuries. But this year I ask, what if the other world inhabited not a place, but a person?
What does that mean?
Somebody's
this
possessed.
Year, I bring our dear listeners on a tour of minds damaged by unknown entities and unexplained phenomena. I've studied countless reports, reviewed a multitude of video footage, and read through numerous case studies to report on some of the most terrifying cases of possession known to man. I'll feature one of these spooky scenarios each week, and together we'll figure out what happens when pure evil inhabits man. We'll take the listener inside each of these devilish possessions so they may understand how the human mind can be corrupted to the point of madness. These accounts of pure terror will chill you to the core. They'll break down your psyche, but hopefully they'll protect you from becoming another victim of evil. This week, I bring you Annalisa Michelle.
What did Annalisa Michelle do?
She got possessed.
Okay, so...
By a ghost?
Well, I mean...
Or a demon? Or
people say she wasn't acting like herself and was acting, you know, like she's possessed.
Travis, the new feature that I like is you put on kind of like a deeper spooky voice. That's a good addition. You kind of went, yeah, deeper. You know what I'm saying?
But what about my...
He said we're going to have a deep dive.
What about all the information I just brought? Don't you like the new...
Annalisa Michelle?
Annalisa Michelle.
Did she kill people?
Well, she got... I mean, she's one of the most possessed, you know?
Did they make a movie about her?
Yeah, is there a movie about Annalisa Michelle, Travis?
I mean, I haven't seen it.
Like a doc? Maybe like a YouTube bit?
I mean, I haven't seen it. I've been, you know, reading over these documents.
Oh. Okay. So Creed 2 fights. I'm assuming Ivan Drago Jr.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't Hulk Hogan's character's name like Thunder Lips or something?
Well, I remember Mr. T was Clubber Lang.
Yeah, Clubber Lang's son like works at Walgreens, but he's just gonna go fight him. In the next movie anyway.
While he's working at Walgreens. Like he just shows up. He's like, hey, this is my birthright. Yeah, and fucking punches him over the Zoloft.
Going on the tour, man.
Rocky V was what? Tommy Gunn, right?
Tommy Gunn. Yeah. He died from AIDS, right?
I think so.
Like the actor? Or no, actual yeah, Tommy Gunn? Person.
Tommy Gunn is the, like, what was his name?
He died from AIDS? In the boxing movie?
Not in the movie, like in real life.
The real guy who played Tommy Gunn?
Yeah, he was an actual boxer.
Let's not beat up his son, Travis. That seems kind of sad.
No, that does seem weird.
Yeah, let's not beat up
So we got son. Apollo in one, Apollo in two, Clubber Lang in three.
No, it's not Apollo. You're talking about Rockies.
Right.
Yeah.
And then four was Ivan Drago, five is Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, and then Rocky Balboa, that was the one that was the video game, right? They were like, Rocky Balboa could beat up this guy in a video game. And he's like, I'm really old. And they're like, we should do the video game for real, even though you're really old.
And his kid, like, played by Milo Ventimiglia, said, Dad, you can't do this anymore. You can't do this. He's like, I got something to prove.
I gotta prove this video game's right. Hey,
I gotta get something. I gotta prove this to myself. It's not for anybody else.
So, is it the same kid that was in like Rocky 3 and 4?
Who
was
in Rocky Balboa? Was it the same kid?
No, because in 3 and 4, it was played by Sylvester Stallone's actual child.
Really?
And they brought Milo Ventimiglia, who was on Heroes and shit. He played him in Rocky Balboa.
Gotcha.
Oh boy. Hey, Travis, do you have like a pick of the week? Something?
Oh yeah, baby!
People to know about.
I sure do.
Is it Anna Michelle, the gal who was?
No way, man! Listen up.
Sayonara, suckers!
I'm excited for a couple of things right now. You can watch the. I have not done this yet, but you can watch the first episode of the new season of Channel Zero on the Sci-Fi app or Sci-Fi on Demand. This is the Dream Door. I haven't watched it, so I can't make it my pick of the week. So my pick of the week is The Terrifier. It's on Netflix right now. It doesn't reinvent the wheel at all. It's just like this gory, funny slasher flick where this really creepy ass clown goes around slaughtering people. It is kind of twisted. There's actually a scene in there where he has a gal strung upside down naked and he like eviscerates her from groin to like her neck. It is brutal and gory, but funny. And the clown is creepy as shit. Watch The Terrifier.
See, I don't like stuff with creepy clowns, Travis. They make me uncomfortable. I don't like
this one. Is extra creepy. If you like, seriously, like whoever plays this clown does an amazing fucking job.
He's a super creepy clown.
He's like this skinny white like clown. He's got a little tiny little hat, and his teeth are kind of like blacked out.
Oh,
and
he has a little hat.
He's got a little hat.
Is he creepier than Devil's Rejects guy?
Yeah, absolutely. This guy is, he's like sinewy and the way he moves, but mostly it's his smile. He does these weird smiles, like really gaping wide smiles with these blacked out teeth. Yeah, it's creepy as shit. Watch The Terrifier.
Does he throw out little singers?
Little singers? Does he throw out little singers?
Yeah. Like when he kills people, does he?
Zingers.
Oh no, he says he literally doesn't make a sound through the entire motion picture.
Oh no, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
You don't need it. It's so creepy. He makes these little hand gestures and these little smiles and these little nods to people when they see him kill people. It's really fucked up.
No, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out, Travis. Drunk, do you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Drunk's pick of the week is the Chicken Shack coming to a city near you. So come. Endorse Shaquille O'Neal and his chicken.
Can we go to Wahlburgers?
I think next year we can.
Like, we'll take a field trip to Wahlburgers and try it out?
Sure.
I want a Wahlburger.
So we can go to the baseball game and have the Wahlburger before and or after.
I want a burger from a guy who's a blood relative to the guy who saved Boston single-handedly.
Yep. In at least three movies, right?
Oh yeah!
Hey, you see that guy's goddamn daily schedule? I think he probably could have saved Boston, truthfully. Mike, you got a pick of the week, buddy?
Travis, my pick of the week is
Spooky Month on the WFOD.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, I don't think of picks of the week. I never remember to do it.
I try to think about it throughout the week. What I love the best out of that week.
I really enjoyed the first episode of South Park. I don't know if people... It's probably not cool to recommend South Park. But
no, yes it is.
Their new season just premiered, and the premiere episode,
hilarious.
It was great. So you should definitely check that out
if
you haven't.
Never not great.
Yeah, this first episode, it was definitely worth watching if you missed it. So that's my pick of the week. Even though it's not cool to tell people.
Well, they're on what, season 22 or something crazy?
Yeah, it's something crazy like that. But yeah. So that's my pick of the week, I guess. Yeah. Guys, it's spooky month. I'm really excited about it. Thanks to B-Rob and B-Rob's wife for helping us out with the bit at the beginning of the show. Thanks to Jody for helping us out for the thing at the break. Much more to come. I worked on...
We said it was the year of bits, but this is actually the month.
The month of bits. It's spooky month. We got 4 more weeks of this shit.
Travis, this month is bit heavy.
Yeah, baby. Just 5 weeks. 5 weeks of shows this month.
Guns out, funds out.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
For listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone over there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.